He wanted to feed her. Of course, that was so bash. She took the bite from his fork. "Mmm," she said after she swallowed. "Good." He'd been watching her mouth, and she caught that look in his eyes, the one that was becoming all too familiar to her. Desire. It made her clench in a way that was also becoming familiar when she was around him. She filed that away for later. "Would you like a bite of my scallops?" she asked. "I would." She sliced off a section and put it on her fork, and like he'd done for her, she fed it to him. There was something so sensual about having someone eat from your fork. Such a simple thing, and yet she found herself watching his lips curve around her fork, saw the flick of his tongue as he captured the scallop, and took it into his mouth. Then again, how could any woman not be fascinated by Bash's mouth? It was a dangerous thing. She could still feel every kiss he'd ever laid on her, and all the other delicious places his mouth had been. Her nipples puckering in this fancy restaurant was so not appropriate, nor was her focusing on his mouth. And the way he smiled at her told her he knew exactly what she was thinking. She picked up her wine glass and emptied it. Bash refilled it, that enigmatic look on his face ever present. She was in serious trouble with this man. So instead, she focused on her dinner, which she finished, along with way too much of their fantastic bread. She was going to regret that during her next workout. When the waiter brought the dessert menu by, it was all she could do not to groan. "Dessert?" Bash asked. She shook her head. "I'm so full, I feel like I could burst. How about coffee?" Again, she said no. "I need to get up and move around before I curl up and fall asleep in this booth." He laughed. "We can't have that." Bash signaled the waiter, then asked for the check. "Thank you for dinner," she said. "I don't know why it's taken me this long to eat here again. The food was incredible." He handed the waiter his credit card.
"Yeah, it's really good. I don't come here very often either. Then again, I don't often have the opportunity to bring an amazing woman out to dinner.